So let's start with the football, and one of the Czech Republic's most high-profile exports, Petr Cech, has been given the all-clear to resume playing after being taken to hospital with a head injury suffered during Chelsea's League Cup win over Fulham last week. The 29-year-old goalkeeper, who plays in protective headgear after fracturing his skull in a collision with an opponent 5 years ago, was forced off at half-time in the match after smashing into the Fulham debutant Orlando Sarr. However, following the 4-3 penalty shootout win, Chelsea coach Andre Villas-Boas said Cech had been given the all-clear. Petr went for a scan in the hospital and he's OK, he told reporters. He felt a bit dizzy from the early concussion at half-time, but we decided, and he decided as well, it was better not to take the risk. Cech returned, however, to the Chelsea team at the weekend as the London club beat Swansea 4-1 in a Premier League match. Weekend results from the Czech Gambrinus League saw Jablonec move up to second place after a 3-1 home victory over Viktoria Žižkov. Champions Viktoria Pilsen scraped out a goalless draw with the yet-to-win Česká Budějovice. Monday evening will see the first Prague derby of the season when Sparta entertains Slavia at Letná. Slavia are struggling with only one win from their first seven matches, whereas Sparta are riding high with a maximum 21 points from their seven games to date. Should Sparta triumph, it would emphasise even further the widening gulf between Prague's two top teams and highlight even more sharply the demise in fortunes of the once great Slavia. The two clubs have never been so far apart before the winter break. For us, it's the biggest league game of the autumn, but position in the table does not play a role, said Sparta coach Martin Hašek. It's true that we're at opposite ends of the table, said Slavia coach Michal Petroš, but derby matches are specific. Any team can win, no matter where they are in the table. So, good luck, Slavia. Tennis now, and it appears all is not well with Czech player Tomáš Berdych's right shoulder. Currently 10th in the world rankings, Berdych has been forced to withdraw from the ATP event in Kuala Lumpur. I played my singles for the Czech Davis Cup team, and the inflammation returned. I need a few more days' rest, Berdych told the organiser's website. Problems with his right shoulder have beleaguered the Czech since a series of US tournaments. After intensive treatment with the consultant Pavel Kolář, Berdych was able to compete in the Czech Republic's recent Davis Cup win over Romania, where he won the singles and then doubles alongside Radek Štěpánek. I feel really sorry I can't play in Kuala Lumpur. I've done really well there in recent years, he said. The draw for the 2012 Davis Cup has been made, and the Czechs have been granted a home tie against Italy in the first round. Petra Kvitová lies in sixth place in the latest WTP World Rankings, although she would have been higher had it not been for her early exit at the US Open. Caroline Wozniacki and Maria Sharapova, the player who Kvitová beat in the Wimbledon final, take the two top spots. Kvitová does, however, lead the 2011 earnings chart with $3.2 million in prize money so far this year. So it looks like the next round is on you, Petra. Finally, the World Cycling Championships in Copenhagen proved to be a torrid affair for the Czech representatives Jan Bárta and Petr Benčík. Both riders were involved in a crash involving a group of competitors and failed to finish the race. British cyclist Mark Cavendish claimed gold, outsprinting the Australian Matthew Goss. The bronze was won by the German rider Andre Greipel. And that's the sport.